For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And last week, right after we had done our show, we got word that Larry Kramer had died. Playwright, novelist, activist, major, major presence in the cultural landscape of our country. I guess within the theater, best known for his play, The Normal Heart, and a controversial figure.
Controversial because of his AIDS activism, or controversial because of his criticism of the so-called gay lifestyle?
Well, I think that the book Faggots, 1978, precedes AIDS, so he was on the consciousness of the nation before that. But of course, the advent of AIDS, it was 1983, and I remember as well him publishing in the New York Native how many people had died and no one doing anything, criticizing everyone, the Centers for Disease Control, the Reagan administration, gay men themselves, which was very upsetting for a lot of people. But then on the other hand, Tony Kushner would say that that article totally radicalized him, and without having read that, he would not have written Angels in America, the great theatrical work of that decade, the 90s. So his impact is huge. And even now, during COVID, Anthony Fauci and Larry Kramer during AIDS butted heads, and Fauci was a big target of Larry Kramer's criticism. But today, Fauci acknowledges that Larry Kramer absolutely, without question, changed public policy for the better, what activism can do. So he's cantankerous, and I think he could be irritating. But part of that was that he was so often right. And nothing's more irritating than that.
Well, I think it's a good lesson for especially younger people, let's say our millennials, who are a little upset at the mishandling of the COVID crisis. But in all honesty, there we're talking maybe a matter of 3 months. But the AIDS crisis was going on for years before folks actively got involved and woke up.
Larry Kramer would tell you that they still haven't woken up. AIDS is still with us. I think that we're seeing right now a lot of examination of what it means to be an activist, the importance of activism, but it can get skewed very, very much. Larry Kramer was accused of that sometime by being just so disagreeable and cantankerous, but I think in the fullness of time.
Well, one part of Larry Kramer's legacy could be the Broadway Cares, you know, Equity Fights AIDS movement. And I was surprised that the repeat years later of the Cheetah Rivera fundraiser raised how much?
Over $100,000 just for playing it on YouTube. But I think people are just, if they've kept their jobs, if they're in a secure place working from home, they're inclined to be generous at the moment. I've noticed that. But yeah, that brought in a lot of money. But over the weekend, Buffalo State does an annual Bengala.
Bengala, that's a pun on the fact that your mascot there is the Bengal tiger?
Yeah, the Bengal tiger is the Buff State mascot. So they do a Bengala. Cute, right? But it's a gorgeous dinner, and it's expensive to do the party, so that, of course, whatever you bring in on the auction and the ticket and so forth, well, they couldn't do the event. And so they devised this online thing, which cost much, much less, and people were very, very generous. And in addition, one of the interesting aspects of it was, of course, when social distancing happened, our performing arts center at Rockwell Hall gets shut down. Well, they used it for this event. They brought in student musicians, social distancing, masks. They used the technology that the Performing Arts Center has, and they did a performance.
No audience, of course. People saw it online.
But I thought, whereas at the beginning of this, it was just talking heads on Zoom, there's been a lot of innovation since then. I hope it doesn't last forever, but in the meantime, because it's not really the theater.
No, it's not. But we'll go along with it, you're right, for a while. And speaking of fundraising, I had suspected for a little while that something was going on with Lorna C. Hill, the founder of Ujima Theater. And finally, we all found out what it was, that she has cancer. But she was released from the hospital to come back home, and friends of hers started a GoFundMe campaign. One of the surprising donations, you were talking about $100,000 campaigns, Jesse Martin, Buffalo actor, he donated $35,000. Now that's a, wow, that's a statement.
That's remarkable. Jesse Martin, people will know him from the original cast of Rent and from the Law & Order television show. But he is from Buffalo, and he did go to the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts and feels Lorna an inspiration. I thought that was just fabulous. And talk about fundraising and activism. I think that Ujima Theater Company has been so important, and how wonderful for Jesse Martin to be able to say thank you in that way. Community, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Shall we wish Lorna well?
Well, from both of us, us, and actually the entire theater community, of course, we wish Lorna all the best.
Absolutely. Lovely human being. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.